This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1043. Yes, more please. And Don't Have It All Figured Out, both by Aaron Blaski of AaronBlaski.com and my very own personal narrator, Justin Mollick, reading to you from some of the best blogs I can find. This is an award-winning show, thanks to you. And I have two posts today, both from Aaron Blaski. So let's get right to them as we optimize your life. Yes, More Please, by Aaron Blaski of AaronBlaski.com. Yes, more please. I found myself saying this sentence aloud in the middle of the woods. I was alone, but felt comforted by the canopy that the forest enveloped me in. It was a beautiful spring day, and I felt renewed by the warm air and the big blue sky and the sun beating down on my face. It was exactly what I desired, even though I didn't realize how much I needed it at the time, and I must have walked through the woods for nearly 2 hours. Have you ever found yourself in a moment where you just needed to stop and soak it in because it felt so incredibly fulfilling? Those moments are special. And the reason that they are special is because they are being driven by life's natural compass, a sign that you're on the right path, in the right place, and getting exactly what you need. The unfortunate part is that we often don't listen to what our natural compass is telling us. We get distracted by the day-to-day minutiae and we forget to take a pause, take a breath, look up and see what's right in front of us. The reason that yes, more please is so powerful for me is because it allows me to stay present, reflect on the moment, and get in touch with how I'm feeling. If the moment feels good, I ask for more of that feeling. If it doesn't, I don't get discouraged. I simply course correct and move in the direction of that which does feel good. Let's go back to the forest for a moment. As I stood amongst the tall trees, I whispered, "Yes, more please," feeling my feet against the damp earth that was in a deep state of renewal. "Yes, more please." Listening to the quiet peacefulness of the deep woods. "Yes, more please." Full, deep breaths of fresh air. "Yes, more please." The more I walked and the more I let myself be guided by this natural indicator, the happier I felt, the more fulfilled I became. My cadence seemed to match the environment, and I felt more connected to the earth than I had in a long time. As I declared to the universe, "Yes, more please," I solidified in my being that I wanted this, and I wanted a whole lot more of this. Think about your own life. Where could you infuse a little more presence so that you can feel into the moment and guide the universe in the direction of that which feels incredible? How can you reflect on your surroundings and your emotions to draw more of the good stuff from it? This natural compass is available inside of us at any time. We can draw from it and use it as a guide to determine what we need and to identify moments that are in alignment with that. So take a moment and ask yourself, what might I need right now? Once you identify that, move toward it and soak it up and see if you feel like yes, more please is in order. If it is, say it aloud and embrace what that means for you. If it doesn't fit, course correct until you do find the thing that feels right. As for me, I'll be guiding myself back to those woods often. And should you ever find me there, don't be surprised if I'm whispering to the trees, "Yes, more please." And I have another article from her in just a sec, but first, thank you to Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, even cryptos, all commission-free. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but not Robinhood. Trade stocks and keep all of your profits. My business partner Lee has been recommending Robinhood for as long as I can remember, and now I know why. It's super easy to understand. I've actually never been a stock investor, but I understood the charts and the market data in there in minutes, and you can place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can discover new stocks and track favorite companies with a personalized news feed. I love it. I like being able to see a list of stocks I'm watching right there on the dashboard. It makes it super clear. And Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at optimal.robinhood.com. That's optimal.robinhood.com. Don't have it all figured out? by Aaron Blaski of AaronBlaski.com. I was on a coaching call with one of my dear clients, someone I've known for a very, very long time, and they asked me the following questions. What if I don't have any goals right now? What if I have no idea what I'm doing or what I'm supposed to do or where I'm supposed to be heading? As my client spoke those words, I smiled into the phone. I took pause for a moment and responded to her with only a few words to start. Perhaps this is the universe's way of telling you to rest. Flashback to a moment earlier in the week where I found myself immersed in a conversation about goal setting and wish lists and bucket lists and all of the other ways in which we track our desires. Desires that once fulfilled, we check off like achievements in a video game. As the conversation led to rhyming off our own proverbial checklists, I found myself without a list, but instead, a question. Is it weird that I don't have anything that I want right now? It's not that I have everything right now that I may ever want in this life, but rather that I don't have any lofty goals that I am particularly working toward. No big vacations, no off-the-charts life goals, and no material desires. I'm very much in a state of being and presence. There's a lot of swirling around me and a lot of change about to happen in the coming months, but I'm not pushing toward the future. I'm staying still and watching it unfold around me. As I recalled the goal-setting conversation to my client, I explained to her that often we feel pressure to set goals and have a plan and be driven, and when those things are not in place, we can often feel dysfunctional, a bit disoriented, lost even. What if we did a reframe on our relationship to our drive and ambition? What if instead of always feeling like we need to have it figured out, labeled, characterized, described, and decided, we simply relaxed into what is? And what if we took it a step further and looked at the moment in time when we feel lost or confused as a much-needed, well-deserved break? A break from the pressure of lofty goals, a break from the stress of the overwhelming to-do list, and a break from having to be so put together all the time. When you get to a space of not knowing what to do, breathe, relax, enjoy the downtime, be present. Look around you and soak up things like the color of the grass or the change in the season or the way your house smells when you walk in the door. I promise you that the universe is merely giving you time to rest because, darling, what is coming for you is big, bigger than you can fathom, and you need to be ready and well rested for it. You just listened to the post titled, Yes, More Please, and Don't Have It All Figured Out, both by Aaron Blaski of AaronBlaski.com. And I'll keep this ending nice and short for you today. Have a great rest of your Friday, a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you through the weekend where your optimal life awaits.